Steve, how frustrating was that today?
Well, it's as low as I've been all season, really. I think we gave them a share of the spoils recently at home when they had a kick and the goalkeeper makes a huge error. One of my centre-backs makes a huge error today. Just don't hit a basic ball, which comes straight down the pitch. Other than that, we miss a penalty, especially first half. Lee Clark said to me at full-time, if it was six at half-time, we couldn't have complained. And I think if it was six, they'd have got away lightly. But we get a point for our efforts, and it's as down as I've been, really.
What is the toughest thing to take? Is it the fact that it was 0-0 at half-time, or the manner of the goal at the end?
No, I think you can always miss a chance, and you can always miss a penalty, and we expect people to come back from that. But, you know, you could see all the boys looking at each other when we know who made the mistake. I don't need to name them. We'd have set a half of switches off 2 days ago and concedes a bad goal against Huddersfield. And his teammate and central defender partner does it today. And so, you know, we'll dust ourselves down. We'll take the disappointment of conceding late again to a team that we've just absolutely totally dominated. And if it had been 8 or 9 here today, Robert, in all seriousness, I don't think the Blackpool fans would complain. I don't think they'd say any different. They're honest people up here. I've had Blackpool fans say to me at half-time, how's that not 5-0 as we come out? And leading up to the goal, I have to say I'm extremely disappointed with the far side assistant referee who gets an offside horribly wrong. We've just looked at it in the DVD analysis. He gets it horribly wrong, and from that free kick they score, but that's a secondary matter.
You say this is the lowest you've felt all season. Do you think maybe when you've had a day or two to reflect on it, you will be able to take positives out of that first half display?
No, there's no positives. We should beat these today. You know, when you play as well as we played in the first half, Bournemouth come here and scored 6 recently. Look, the Blackpool fans answered that. Who was the best team? Us or Blackpool?
There were some positives. I mean, Ledesma, he played well today, and a good goal, wasn't it?
Listen, there's lots of positives. I said to you, the team performance was super. We closed people down with a real work ethic. We passed the ball on a horrible pitch that shouldn't be in the Championship. I feel sorry for the Blackfield fans. This chairman wants to just invest in a pitch. But it is what it is. But I thought we took the pitch out and we dominated. But we've got only ourselves to. We've shot ourselves in the foot, as we did a couple of days ago and as we've done for a couple of weeks now. But if it ultimately, when you analyse it, oh, it's the same players, then we'll change them.
Mm. I mean, how much of that is something that you will, you know, that kind of a message you will give to these players who, you know, now that you've come into the Championship, they do have to sort of know that they're on the toes all the time, don't they?
Well, that's no fine margins today, is it? Let's be honest. You've got a guy at the Sunday League to head that. So let's not say it's fine margins today. That's just a huge individual error.
Which you can't afford, I guess. At this
well, you can't afford to make little errors, as you said, because you get punished. But when you make a huge error as bad as that, it's just a basic header. The ball's come 75 yards down the pitch. And, you know, but we'll take it. Disappointed for the support. I thought the support were brilliant today. And they've come a long way. And they'll be going home. I can only imagine they'll be phoning your programme. But if anyone phones and says we've not played well, then they've never been at a football match. Mm. They've not got a clue. We were outstanding today. And one piece of sloppy defending has cost us from a win that we badly needed.
A win that you badly needed, but 6 games unbeaten now, that is something you can take into the new year, isn't it?
No. No, because we should win today. But we should win handsomely today. This ain't a Lee Clark coming out and give you a different version. Because if he does, he's telling wee Billy lies, isn't he? If he comes out an honest man, which Lee is, and I think he's a good manager, I think he's got his hands tied for what people say, but if he comes out here, he'll say, Rotherham should have scored 5 or 6 in the first half, and maybe 2 or 3 in the second half, and let's be honest, if it had 1 effort or goal, it gives us a concern, it ends up in our net, because one of my centre-backs just don't make a header.
Mm. Obviously, this is the last game of this year, and when we next speak to you, it will be 2015. Is there much in the pipeline, or is the window going to open again?
No, we'll try and do some business this week. I've got to speak to the chairman, and We've identified some people we'd like to do some way, and as inevitably as people would expect, there's some people sitting around the football club no playing that will be moving on. If they don't move it on, then they'll be seeing Paul Warren certainly 14 hours a day. Mm.
So there's going to be a bit. I mean, last year I remember it was very active, wasn't it, at the start? Do you expect something similar?
Well, there's not going to be changes to the main group. The main group have been fantastic today. You know, let's say it is, if Cary Anderson does his job, we won 1-0.
It's not the first time that sort of Cary has maybe made a mistake that has led to a goal today, and that has been uncharacteristic from him this time at Rotherham United. Is there anything that he could do differently, Steve, that he could pinpoint?
It's just an error, isn't it? And the further you step up in football, it becomes about making less errors because you get punished, and it's about concentration levels. And I know it's late in the game and there's 4 or 5 minutes to go. It's the same from the assistant referee. Alec Revelle beats the offside trap. He gives offside. It's not offside. But I suppose we could say that all the match officials were poor for us today, extremely poor for us. But they're not the reason why we dropped 2 points here today. I thought the referee was very poor, as bad as we've seen. But he's not the reason why we dropped 2 points, is he?